Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a lot, and have a biblical conversation about raising daughters. Because the struggle is real. But guess what? You, my friend, are not alone. I'm one of your hosts, Dana Gresh. I'll be joined momentarily by Janet Milan and Shani McKenzie. Emotions. If you have a tween daughter or have been a tween daughter, you are well acquainted with what can happen when emotions run amok. Today on the True Girl Momcast, Janet's going to give a different way to look at how we teach our girls to take emotions out of the driver's seat and place God's truth there instead. Also, Janet's got a big day tomorrow. Find out why. Shani talks about a really important wheel, and I share about a time when I just wanted to hide my head. Let's dive in.
Guys, I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow.
Ooh.
Cut and colored.
Yes. Ah, something new?
I don't know. My hair's a little long right now, mm-hmm. and I don't mind my hair being long, but sometimes I feel less funky when it's long. Mm. Like a little bit shortness makes me feel a little bit like edgier.
Yeah, spunky. You bring the funk.
And spunky. So we'll see. It'll be a big surprise. Sure, you're not going to sleep tonight wondering how I get my hair done.
No. Right? I look forward to it every time.
But like, it's funny, isn't it? How like with women, and I think with some guys too, how our hair can really cause all kinds of feelings, mm-hmm. right? Like, have you ever had a bad haircut, or maybe not a bad haircut, but just what you didn't want?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then how did it affect the way you felt about yourself?
I felt badly.
I was sad. Mm-hmm. I had a bad haircut last year. You heard about it a time or two.
Oh, yeah.
Or three.
Or four. And we're like, it's nice.
It was just shocking.
And it doesn't matter how many people tell you it's nice. It looks nice. It's okay.
Can I just commiserate? Because I went in and I liked my haircut because it was shorter and different. Yeah. But it was a little wacky in one area. And my regular hairdresser who cut it the next time said, I just want to even this out a little bit. Is that okay? And I said, sure. And she went, shh, and all my hair was gone. Even out translated to, let me cut off 5 inches.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man. As you guys know, I did hair for years. Mm-hmm. I was a cosmetologist. And it is amazing how a woman's hair can make her feel all kinds of feelings. Mm-hmm. Like when she leaves the chair and she feels great about herself, you're like, yeah. And then mm-hmm. you're thinking she's not gonna be able to do that by herself. But she looks great right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or whatever. But it's a big deal, right?
We want to. You guys really think that when we leave the chairs sometimes.
And not because
every now. Like, it's just easier to do someone else's hair, right?
Right. And also because you know this woman wants this ideal haircut. Mm-hmm. But she is not going to put any time into it. Mm-hmm. So I've never really been really super high maintenance about my hair or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I can fix it if it's not right or whatever. So I'm not going to lose any sleep tonight thinking about my appointment tomorrow.
Okay.
But, you know, it's mm-hmm. a big deal, right?
It's a big deal.
It's on our heads.
Yeah.
It's what people see.
It's near my face.
It's near my face parts.
Well, our coworker Benita just got
Benita
over the holiday break. Her haircut is fierce.
Oh my goodness!
But she's been having this kind of same struggle,
for months.
It doesn't look like it looked when I left.
Learning how to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, I got the same products. I ordered all the things that she told me to order, and I don't feel like it's the same. And she got hers done in Atlanta.
Mm.
Yeah, and so she's like, I can't go back and get it done. We're like, it looks great, but you know, when you don't feel like it.
Yeah, man, it's intense. It's intense, but you know, this is the journey of being a woman. And a guy, a girl can maybe do different things to it to cover up a bad haircut, mm-hmm. but guys are like, well, here it is. Hope I look good in hats.
Thankfully, they don't care.
Right.
My husband just shaves all his off anyway, But our hair and our parents can stir up a lot of emotions.
Sure.
And tween girls are especially interesting because they're starting to care about their hair and all of that kind of thing, too.
Well,
and
we hope that they are. We hope they don't go the other way where they don't care.
Clean the hair. So did the shampoo actually ever hit this hair in the shower or no?
That
was always
the
question.
That can happen, too.
Right.
Which brings out emotions in moms as well.
Absolutely.
Here's a pro tip for moms who are listening whose tween girl, maybe your daughter has long hair and it's just hard for her to get it all around. Because that's tricky, right? Getting the shampoo. I bought my daughter's shampoo bars. And that was much easier for them to navigate because they just rubbed the bar all around their head and it would get to the spots they needed to. And it was easier for them.
Nice.
So there you go, mom's pro tip on how to help your tween daughter shampoo her hair. On to today's scripture snack.
That was the only segue.
I know. That was like some of you are like, I'm done. That's all I needed for today. I don't need it. I need to know about that shampoo bar.
Many tips already.
So emotions aren't always a problem, are they? Like sometimes they are megaphones of truth. So go ahead, give me some examples of that. Like when are your emotions actually in alignment with truth?
I am so happy when I see my grandbaby Theo. Mm-hmm. I just burst.
Me too.
Oh, he's yeah. the cutest.
He is a joy bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can say like times in worship, like whether it's leading worship or, you know, just worshiping that, I get overcome, you know, with emotion, whether it's just like sensing like the love of the Lord for me or for, you know, others. And that's real.
Yeah, right.
It's a beautiful I think it's a good thing when emotion. We feel fearful when we're walking in a dark alley yeah. alone at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you right. know, you always be have that kind of like as you hear your footsteps mm-hmm. on the concrete, you're just kind of like, mm-hmm. I'm not terrified right now, but I think I have an appropriate measure of let's be smart.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday we had a big old snowstorm here at State mm-hmm. College. And as my car very slowly headed towards a sign and I'm fine. But the appropriate emotion at the time was like, deep concern.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wasn't terrified, but I was like, yeah. oh, what's going to happen?
You weren't like lifting your arms up in the air going,
yay!
Roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah. yeah no. Let me take out so this excited. Road sign. This is yeah. great. No. The problem comes when our emotions aren't megaphones of truth. Mm. And that's the same for our girls. Or when the emotion rises up appropriately, but doesn't leave appropriately. Mm. So for instance, that after you have like a car accident, fender bender, you feel the fear, but if that fear stays for days,
right,
well, you got to figure out why that is. That's not, it should eventually be leaving, mm-hmm. you know, the building. So I have something to share with you that I found to be mind-blowing. Now, you know, when you share something you think is mind-blowing, it's not always mind-blowing for other people, but I expect an appropriate response when the mind-blowing comes.
Okay.
So prepare yourselves. Our focus verse for this month is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Shani, go ahead and read that. This is the CSB version, Christian Standard Bible version. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We demolish arguments and every proud thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ.
Right, thanks. As you know, I like to look into the original language meanings of some scripture verses. And Dana, you actually taught me how to do that years ago. So thank you, Dana Gretsch, for
Most
teaching
welcome.
Me how to do that. And sometimes it does provide incredible enlightenment to truth. There's one word in that scripture Shani just read that stopped me in my tracks and had me thinking and meditating. The word she just read that I'm talking about is demolish.
Mm.
Now, how would you guys just define that word to your kids or your grandkids?
I would tell them means to tear down completely.
To crush, to obliterate.
Yeah, obliterate. Yeah. I'd say obliterate to the older children, Dana.
Okay.
The obliterate. 7-year-old.
Baby Theo. This obliterate. Means obliterate.
Yeah. Yeah, to baby Theo, I would say smashed.
Right. Smashed. All right. Yeah, me too. But man, oh man, there's something really important about this word that goes beyond how we would describe it, at least in the scripture. So I'm going to say a Greek word, probably incorrectly, but kathareo is how I would say it. That's what the Greek word is for demolish in the scripture. Guys, it can mean, you know, that we use force to overthrow or cast something down, right? Like what you were just saying. Mm-hmm. But it can also mean that we take something down without violence. Now listen, specifically, when you're detaching someone from a cross after crucifixion.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
The mind.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you for this appropriate
that's
response.
That's the mind-blown emoji
Thank you.
Right there.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So you'll find the same word used in Mark 15:46 and Luke 23:53 when Joseph of Arimathea took down Jesus' body from the cross.
Mm.
It's that word that is translated demolish.
Demolished.
So that's kind of wild, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So how might that change our thoughts on the scripture? It's not just a cool thing that we get to say and, well, okay. Here's my take on it. The danger in letting our emotions take over and rule us is that we raise them up as higher than God's truth. When that happens, we must take them down.
Ooh.
That's good.
So how can we do that?
Yeah.
When Joseph took Jesus' body down, it removed everyone's ability to look up at death as being the highest thing in their sight. Hmm. For those who knew what Jesus said about his own resurrection, they would now be forced to look at an empty cross, forced to wrestle with the truth. When we take down the arguments set up against God, those arguments which are fueled by emotion, we are forced to look at something else. If we're taking down the lie, We're choosing to raise up something else in its place. Ideally, that would be God's truth.
Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. This is like a double mic drop, mm-hmm. Janet.
Oh, wow.
This is so good.
Thank you
for this. This is a scripture meal.
Yeah, right? I'm getting chills. Yeah, and it's also chilly, but I'm also getting chills.
Right.
All right. Now, this is what we're all about here at True Girl. We identify a lie and we replace it with God's truth. So here's a practical way of playing that out with this understanding of the word demolish in our minds, like with your daughter. Mm-hmm. Let's say your daughter's feeling overwhelmingly unlovable because of some drama with friends. Like that happens, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Help her identify that she's feeling that way and write it on a post-it note. So write the word unlovable on a post-it note after you've talked about it. Stick it on the wall in front of you, kind of up high. Now write a scriptural truth down on another post-it that opposes that unlovable feeling. Like maybe Jeremiah 31:3 that talks about how God has loved you with an everlasting love and he's drawn you with loving kindness. Stick that post-it on the wall beside the unlovable post-it. With your daughter, look at both of those post-it notes up on the wall with her and ask her, which one do you want to be higher in your life and which one do you want to take down?
Mm-hmm.
Now, ideally, she'll take the unlovable one down, right? And you can talk and pray together about God's truth being the highest thing in her life.
So good.
You're taking down, you're demolishing that thought, that emotion, and you're raising up God's truth and letting that be the highest thing.
Wow.
Helping our girls manage their emotions is sometimes extremely stressful. And it's hard to maintain patience during some of those emotional encounters. Mm-hmm. But mom, let me tell you, it is good, good work. And it's extremely important.
Oh, can I just do this?
That's a snap. Mm-hmm. Janet, that was good. That was so good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So Janet, like there were a couple mind blowing moments in this teaching, but how do you take down emotions as being higher than God's truth? Like how do we do that in our own lives, and how do we help our daughters do that? I love what you said about the sticky notes and even that exercise is, I'm using it, just
so
letting you know.
Practical.
Use it
so
for
good.
Myself too.
Yeah.
But like, how can we help moms do that?
Sometimes, you know, I'm thinking of that Bible verse where it says, some things don't come out except by prayer and fasting. You know, you can do some of these things, but it can be such an ingrained emotion that you do the post-it note work and you take a nick out of it, but it doesn't really destroy it because it's just so deeply rooted. And I think sometimes you have to just sit down and really pray, not just like a passing prayer at bedtime or dinner, but like, we're just going to pray and we're going to wait on God. And, you know, when your daughter's 10, you might not do that for hours on end, but you might just say, listen, we're going to sit here. We're going to soak in this verse that you put up there. It doesn't seem to be working. And we're just going to ask God, why isn't it working? What does he want you to see about this truth that you're not seeing? And I don't know, just sit in it, soak in it, be in the presence of God. That sort of sounds a little bit like the Christianese answer, but it is. Because we're Christians.
That's what we need.
Yeah, right. You know, my daughter's dealing with a difficult situation now with a young lady. And she was telling me some of the things this girl was saying about her. And I just said, you know, I said, yeah, she's saying these things about you, but you have an enemy who is saying these things about you all day, all night. The enemy of your soul is constantly accusing you of all kinds of stuff. So whether a human's saying it or not, the enemy's saying it. So you have to find truth so that you can always stand on it, no matter if it's coming out of the voice of a human or just the enemy's accusing you all day long. And so I encouraged her. She had a basketball game that night. I'm like, you need to be, so you don't get in your head. This night you need to think like, okay, what is one thing I can say over myself that is true, and you know, like I'm equipped to be the captain of this team or whatever it is, you know, and like just saying those things out loud, even if it's not like a scriptural truth necessarily, it's rooted in scripture,
right?
But for that moment, like you are assigned and equipped to be the captain of this basketball team, whatever her situation, and just like, okay, God has equipped me, God has equipped me, and that it is really powerful. A lot of it is speaking it out, writing it down.
You know, just even as you say that, speaking things out, it does have so much power. And sometimes we're afraid to say what we're feeling. And when we say it, it loses some of its power. It's one of the steps in taking it down, maybe before you start putting on the truth. I think sometimes we try to put truth on our girls without acknowledging what the emotion is that's just so disruptive to her life. I think about in December, several months ago, you and I, we gathered together, the three of us, and we were writing content for True Girl. Mm-hmm. And I just shared with you some things in 2023 that made me feel really lonely. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you, but like, I feel like loneliness got kicked in the teeth that day, mm-hmm. In a really powerful way. So sometimes it is actually just acknowledging the negative emotion, right?
Yeah, yeah. With my oldest, she had like just a really strong penchant towards anxiety. Like she would just mm-hmm. go right to that place. And mm-hmm. so we would sit there, we'd do this whole thing. I'd say best case scenario, worst case scenario. And so she'd say, this is the worst case scenario in this, you know, case. Oh, and then yeah. we'd say what the best case scenario could be.
I love that.
Yeah. Because for her, like, you know how you say, if you say like one negative thing to someone, they take hold of that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to continue to say the positive thing. And yeah. so like we talk through that. But sometimes just with her saying it out loud, and sometimes it's like, OK, you hear this worst case scenario and how ridiculous it mm-hmm. really does sound. Like when she'd say it, she'd be like, oh, well, I guess that really couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But even after that, then I would have her look for the scripture that applies to that. You know, yeah. if there's an applicable scripture for this, look for that. And then we'd kind of stand on it together. Mm-hmm. So she'd have to recite it. So that is in her heart now. So when that thing comes up again, she has something automatically in there right. that she can pull on. But right. first, acknowledging that emotion. And I think that's so important. Like you said, Dana, just giving voice to that, mm-hmm. you know, we have power over that, right? And yep. we can speak that thing. And sometimes just in speaking it, we realize, oh, wait, this mm-hmm. doesn't have any power. Like, right. oh, wait, I'm not alone on an island, or I'm not, you know, yeah. just feeling this way. So,
yeah. yeah. I think another really great practical tool for our True Girl subscribers is that they're going to get in the emoji box is the emotion wheel.
Oh, yes.
So, like, a lot of times girls and even like adults, like, we don't know really, we don't have the word for how we're feeling. Sometimes mm-hmm. seeing it in front of mm-hmm. you, like, oh, yeah, that's how I'm feeling, angsty or whatever it might yeah. be. But Shani, can you tell people about that emotion yeah. wheel, like what that can be for?
So the emotion wheel is literally that. It's a wheel that just has a ton of emotions on it. And then it has the scripture, you know, for each of those emotions, whether mm-hmm. it's anxiety or happiness or, you know, right. like, and so you can look at that and say, okay, let me identify how I'm feeling right now. What does the word say about this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be a great little resource for moms and for daughters, you know, like, I think mm-hmm. that being able to really pinpoint what God says about these things, because mm-hmm. like you said, emotions aren't all bad. Like mm-hmm. there's right. a reason God gave us these emotions.
Right.
But just seeing what he says about them and kind of helping our daughters take authority over those things when they need to.
Yeah. Dana, a couple years ago, you interviewed me for the Revive Our Hearts podcast about anxiety and like my journey of overcoming anxiety and battling it. And that was, I mean, such a great opportunity. And that's two episodes yeah. we did. Mm-hmm. And I think we can put a link to that in our show notes. So that might help the moms. It's not really for the girls. I mean, it wouldn't be bad for the girls to listen to it, but it's yeah. it's more for the moms for yeah. you to listen
and
to.
And it's just, anxiety is such a big thing right now. And I feel like the battle you faced with it has been pretty fierce, at least during that time that you described. And wow, the way God used you in other people's lives to overcome anxiety because of the truth he taught you during that season. Yeah. I feel like everybody needs to hear it.
That's what God does, right? He takes mm-hmm. all those ashes and turns mm-hmm. it into something beautiful, and we never feel like we deserve it. Mm-hmm. God is good.
He is so good. Mm-hmm. And thinking of him makes me feel happy, joyful.
Joy! Oh, which is a direct, truthful reflection of truth, right? That's a good emotion.
See what you did there.
Join us next month on the True Girl Momcast, because I'm going to lay out a whole different way of staying fit this summer. It's called the Holy Girl Walk, and it has been such a powerful tool in my life and for many women that I've shared it with.
Now shipping all through the month of May, the Emoji Box. Are emotions running high with your tween? We've got just the thing to help her ensure she's running them and they're not running her. The Emoji Box will give you and your girl a chance to talk about some big emotions and show her what God says about them. Whether she's anxious, happy, angry, or anything in between, God gave us emotions as a thermometer. His Holy Spirit is the thermostat. So this box gives you tools like the emotion wheel that provides a scripture verse for whatever your daughter may be feeling. And we've partnered with our friends at GoodKind to get you their best-selling product, the gratitude, because studies show it's impossible for gratefulness and anxiety to be present at the same time. So roll that cube and use the prompt to tell others what you're thankful for. We want your girl to share the excitement of this box with the whole family as well. So we're including card game Uno emoji so you can all have fun together. And most importantly, we're including a mom-daughter date to help you and your girl talk about emotions. And as always, she'll receive her memory verse cards to give her scripture to store in her heart, 2 months of devos that will keep her reading and applying the word, and so much more. Head on over to mytruegirl.com at the link in our show notes and subscribe today.